Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast. It's a podcast where we talk about show business, old friends, new adventures. Today's episode is brought to you by Showgirl's Closet, an online vintage clothing boutique. Please go to Instagram at Showgirl's Closet. Thank you so much for being a supporter. Guess what, everybody? I have a Patreon. Patreon.com/the Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast. All right, so let's get down to the episode today. Today's episode is about finding work in the show business industry. Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about what, quote, your materials mean. Okay, end quote. Your materials include a headshot. Does it have to be a professional headshot? I would say yes. However, I took a really good photo of my friend Billy Johnstone with his camera that he uses as his headshot because it came out so well. So with today's cameras, if you are not in the financial position to get professional headshots, you can start there. I would say from the chest up is a great look. And I recently had headshots done this summer with the photographer named Mike Pietri, Pietri Photos. He's in New York. He's got a studio and he had different backdrops. So before we even started the shoot, we discussed what backdrops would work with the different outfit choices I had brought. It was a really great session. And from that session, I got several headshots, different looks. Now, I've had many headshots over the years, and you change, you grow, you age. The headshot I was using at age 19, I can't use now because as someone in their 50s, I am not 19 years old. And you want to make sure that you are accurately representing what you have to offer so that when someone meets you in person, they say, oh, great headshot. It looks just like you. Not what the heck happened to this person, right? The second thing is everybody needs an online presence now. There are several casting websites. There's Actors Access where you can put up a free profile. There is Casting Networks and I believe there's Casting Frontier. So if I'm missing any, please let me know. But to have profiles on these means that people can look you up and find you. Of course, a lot of actors have websites. It's not necessary. I have one, michellebruckner.com. It's just a good way to have a platform for the singing jobs I do and to post any kind of news. People can join my mailing list so they can learn about Club Showgirl, which is my monthly membership program for online dance classes and coaching. So if you want to know more about that, you could go to www.michellebruckner.com and check that out. That's one of the things I offer to give back to this wonderful performing arts community. The other thing you might want is a singing reel and an acting reel. So if you've done any film work, any television work, you can get that material and you can condense it all to, I would say, a 60 second reel. Most casting directors literally spend about 10 seconds watching things and then they say yes, no, then they move on. Why is that? Because of the volume. They have a certain amount of time. And shout out to casting directors. They are underpaid and they have so much work to do. They're trying to make a living just like all of us. They are usually forced to live in a very expensive city. And I'm wondering if they have offices anymore. I remember when I interviewed Michael Cassara, he said he gave up his office and was working from home during the pandemic. I wonder if he got himself an office. I would bet you no, because I would bet you it's so much cheaper to work from home. You know, you have to pay for your house, but why pay for two spaces if you don't have to? That's a question. So all my casting directors out there, if you're listening, please let us know. Do you have an office anymore? That's a little tricky because back in the day, I used to mail things to these offices, headshots, resumes, postcards, just letting people know what I was doing. Now it's all online. Everything is online. So I have an Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day, and people do ask you at auditions, what's your Instagram handle and how many followers you have. It's crazy, but it is part of how we do things now. Everybody has a phone and everybody is looking at different people's profiles. So I would say if you're a young professional, having a professional account, like let's say your name is, I don't know, Dina Dances or Dina Dance, and then you can just post yourself working at your craft. You could post yourself in rehearsal. You could post yourself, like if you have a cute costume, you can do a high kick or something. Just make stories, do posts. I have a TikTok also, Showgirl Tip of the Day, and I need to just get a little bit more consistent about posting. And little bit by little bit, people get to know who you are. But I would say how you choose to present yourself is how people see you. So just keep that in mind. You know, nobody wants to see sloppiness, you know. So just be careful, like, what you choose to post. I try to keep everything positive and upbeat. Nobody wants to hear about my trials and tribulations. Maybe they do, but I'll save that for the book. Which, by the way, I've started writing a book. I'm so excited. And it's a big journey. So I've just begun taking that journey. I'll keep you informed as the first draft gets near completion. One thing I'm working on also is arranging a huge trip for my family. And I'm doing that through my travel agency, 5678 and Travel. So Kimberly Dawn Newman and J. Elaine Marcos, two triple threat performers, both with multiple Broadway credits, film and TV. They've started a travel agency and they invited me to join them. 5678andtravel.com is a full service travel agency. If you want to go to Disney, you want to go to Europe, you want to go visit your grandma, we have you covered. My email on that agency is showgirlmichelle@5678andtravel.com.
The Showgirl Tip of the Day podcast has original music composed by Joshua Holloway. Find him on YouTube, Joshua Holloway Music. This podcast is written by Michelle Bruckner and edited by Michelle Bruckner and Joshua Holloway. Find me on Instagram, Showgirl Tip of Day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week with a new episode.